Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 29th day of Sivan, Tavshin Pe Gimel. Masech de Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. As an introduction, the Kahati brings the following to make this Mishnah a bit easier to understand about the Karbonis that are offered on Yom Kippur. There are 16 animals that are mentioned in the Torah that are offered on the day of Yom Kippur, according to the Chachamim. There's the Tomit Shel Shachar and Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim. That's offered every single day. One in the morning, one in the evening. That's two. Then you have the Kohen Gadol's bull and ram, which is four. Then you have the goat and the ram of the Yisrael on behalf of the Jewish people. As it says in the Pasuk, they shall take two goats. He shall take two goats, one for a chatos, one for an oila. Two goats for a chatos, and a ram for an oila. Now, even though that sounds like three animals, of the two goats, only one was actually offered. The goat that sent out Lazazel to the cliff is not counted. So we're only counting now the goat for the chatos that was actually offered. They had the word la shem on it, and one ram for an oila. So we have altogether now six animals. We have again the two tamidin, we have the Kohen Gadol's two animals, the bull and the ram, and then we have the ram and the goat of the Bnei Yisrael. That's six. Then you have the oilos, which are mentioned, and they which are brought, and they are a bull, a ram, and seven lambs. That's nine, and then one goat for a chatos, which is the goat that is what we call the goat that's the blood is sprinkled on the outside mizbeach. So these karbonos, these ten animals, are the musaf of Yom Kippurim. However, and therefore we get 10 plus the 6, altogether 16 animals. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, the one who compiled the Mishnah, there were only 15 animals brought on Yom Kippur, not 16. And that's because the ram, when a Torah says Ayil Echad L'Oila, the one ram for an oila, which is mentioned in the Avodah of Yom Kippur in Achar HaMoed, is the same ram, according to him, mentioned as part of the Musaf Karbonis in Pinchas. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah actually goes according to Rabbi, that there was one ram, not two rams. And therefore we get altogether 15 animals. So, out of the 15 animals that are offered on Yom Kippur, three of them are chatois, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, the goat of the Bnei Yisrael, the one that had the lottery, La Shem on it, and then you had the goat that was brought as the Musaf Karbonis, part of the Musaf Karbonis mentioned in Pinchas. Now, the first two chatois are called chatois pnimis. They're called the inside chatois because the blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh area, in the inside Mizbeach, and in fact some of it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the Chatos that's on the outside, that was the third Chatos, part of the Musaf Karbonis, its blood was sprinkled on the outside Mizbeach, and it was actually eaten in the evening, Motzim Kippur. So that's the three Chatos. The other 12 animals are all Olos, all burnt, completely burnt. And they are the two Tamidin, as we said before, Tom Shel Shachar, Tom Shel Ben Arbaim, the ram of the Kohen Gadol, and the ram of the people, that's one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and the bull and the seven lambs of Musaf. Now, the first of all the Karbonis of the day was, as was always in every day in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, was the Tomid Shel Shachar. The last animal of the day was, the last Karbon was the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim. After the Tomid Shel Shachar, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, and the goat that had Lashem on it would be slaughtered, would be shechted. They were both chatois hapnimios. Says the Mishnah, Im bevigdei vutzkoira, if the Kohen Gadol would have been reading the parsha of the day from the Torah in the linen clothes that he wore when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, rather than his own itzdalis, rather than his own white linen coat that he could have brought, as we learnt before. Kidesh Yadav Raglov, then he would wash his hands and feet after he had read the from the Sefer Torah, finished doing the reading, and this would be the fourth Kiddush, the fourth washing of the hands and feet. Poshat, he would restrip himself off the white clothes. Yorad V'tovel, go down in the mikveh. Olav V'nistapog, the mikveh, of course, in the base of Parva. Olav V'nistapog, he would go up out of the mikveh, dry himself, and then what would happen is, Hevi'uloi, that would be the third tevilah for the day. Then Hevi'uloi Bigdei Zav, that would bring him the golden clothes that he wore, which that he's going to wear now for doing the avod of the day. V'lovash, he put them on, and then V'kiddush Yad Raglav, he washes his hands and feet. Remember, he always washes his hands and feet while he has the clothes on, both the clothes he's going to take off and the new clothes that he's going to put on. So they brought his golden clothes, he put it on, and then washes his hands and feet. And that is the fifth washing of the hands and feet. V'yotzav also eselo, elo v'esalom, and he goes out and he does his ram and the ram of the people. These are the korbanos oila. These are the oila korbanos. V'eshivas kvosim tamim b'nei shana, and he does the seven lambs. These are part of the musaf korbanos of the day. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara brings a brisa that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he only offers in this third tefillah his ram and the ram of the people, and he would burn the fats of the bull and the goat that their blood was sprinkled there was sprinkled inside, but the bull of the oila and the seven lambs, and the goat for the chatas, the musaf korbanos, that would be offered later on, with the tamid shel ben harbaim, with the afternoon tamid. And the reason is because he had to offer the korbanos of the day according to the Seder that's written in the Avodah of the day, in Achar Mos. And the bull of the oila and the seven lambs and the goat that are made outside are not written in Achar Mos, in Avodah of the day, but they're written rather in the Parshas HaMasofim. And if that's the case, the way we read the words of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah is, according to the Braisa, V'yotza v'osa es oilasa es elav es elam. He would go out and do his ram and the ram of the people, and he would be offering the fats of the bull and the goat, because that's what it says there in the Seder Hayom. He should go out and do his oila, the oila of the people, and the fat he shall burn on the Mizbeach, the fat of the Chatos. And we've already explained that when it says the ram of the people, it means the ram mentioned in the Avodah of the day in Achar Mos. And also, it's the same ram that's mentioned in the Parsha of Pinchas. Whereas the seven lambs and the other korbanos hamasofim, the bull and the oila and the gold of the chatos, they were offered later on with the tamid shel ben harbaim. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the only thing that he did earlier on was just after putting on these golden clothes, was simply his ram, the ram of the people, and burning the fats of the bull and goat that were whose blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. The Musaf Korbanos, the seven lambs and the Timurei Shana, etc., was offered with the Tomid Shel Ben Harbaim. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Rabbi Akiva says, Im tamid shel shachar hayom krevin, that the seven lambs and the bull for the goat, the bull for the oila, and the goat that was made outside were offered with the tamid shel ben harbaim. They were offered with the afternoon korbanos. Mishnah Dalet. Kiddush Yadav Raglav, and now he washed his hands and feet. This is now for the sixth time. And he's still wearing his golden clothes. Remember, always wash the hands and feet whilst he's wearing his clothes still. Ufashat, then he took off the golden clothes. V'yorad v'tovel, he went down and toveled in the mikveh. This is the fourth tibbing, going from gold to white. For Olav v'nistapog, comes out of the mikveh and dries himself. V'hevi'uloi bigdei lavan v'lavash. Now they bring him the white clothes, the white linen clothes, and he wears them. Now, we've already explained in the earlier on in Paragimel that this set of linen clothes that he's wearing now for the second time are not the same clothes. They're actually a lower grade of linen than the first lot he wore in the morning. V'kiddush yod over aglov, and he washed his hands and his feet after he's wearing his white clothes, this new set of linen clothes, and this is now the seventh kiddush, the seventh washing hands and the feet. Nichnas, he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim for one simple reason, lahoitzi es hakaf ves hamachta, to take out the spoon that he had the ketores was in, and the machta, and the frying pan that had the hot coals. They were left there until all the ketores was all burnt and finished off. And there was a special change of clothes from gold to white simply to take out the kaf and the machta as part of the avodah. Kiddush yod over aglov, now he washes hands and feet an eighth time, ufashat, and he strips off the linen clothes, v'yorad v'tovel, he goes down and toivels again. This is the fifth tvila. Olav in istapa comes out and dries himself. Heviola bigdezov, now they bring him the golden clothes, v'lovash, which he wears, the kiddush yod over aglov, and again washes his hands and feet after he puts the golden clothes on. This is now the ninth kiddush, the ninth washing of hands and feet. What does he do now? V'nichnas lahaktir ketores shel ben arayim. He does the afternoon ketores. Ketores was always done twice a day, once in the morning and evening. He does the afternoon ketores on the golden altar. He burns that. According to Rashi and Tosfos as well, even though our Mishnah mentions the ketores here at this point, before the tamid, he actually did the korban tamid, the afternoon tamid first, and then went into the ketores. According to Rambam, we read the Mishnah as it stands. The Keteres Ben Harbaim was done now, before the Tomash Ben Harbaim. Well, Hetiv Asaneris, he also went in to light the candles of the menorah. The Kiddush Yod of Raglov, and now he does another washing of hands and feet while he's still wearing his golden clothes. This is now the 10th washing of the hands and feet. Well, Foshat, he stripped himself off the golden clothes. Heviyo Lo Bigde Atzmei, they bring him his own clothes. V'lovash, which he wears, and he exits. The Malavinoisoi, they accompany him, everyone accompanies him, Adbeisoi, until he comes home. The Yom Tov Hoya Oisol Eavov, and he made a big Yom Tov for his friends on Motzim Kippur, Bishar Sheyotza Bisholman HaKodesh, at the time that he is successfully exited from the holy area, nothing bad has happened to him, Baruch Hashem, he's alive. Not every Kohen Gadol later on in the time of the Beis HaMikdash came out alive. They weren't worthy for the job, but Baruch Hashem, he came out and he made a party for his friends in Motzei Yom Kippur. To summarize the Mishnah, at least according to Rashi, Tosfos and Rambam have a bit different, but according to Rashi, the summary of the five times he went to mikveh are as follows. The first tevilah, the first dipping in the mikveh that he did, he did the avodah then in the golden clothes, the tomid shel shachar, the bull of the oila, the seven lambs of the musaf of the day. That was for the first tefillah. In the second tefillah, and this is like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, the second tefillah, which was now done in white or linen clothes, he did the avodah of Yom Kippur, the vidui, the confession, the lottery, the burning of the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the placing of the blood of the bull and the goat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the sending out of the goat Lazazel, reading the parashas of the day from the Sefer Torah. All that was done in the second tefillah after he had done the second dipping and in a mikveh and he's wearing his white clothes. The third tefillah, the third dipping, he was now wearing his golden clothes in which he performed the khatos of the musaf of the day, his ram, the ram of the people, and burning the fats of the bull and the goat, which had to be burned. The fourth mikveh, the fourth dipping in the mikveh, was done now as he was going to put on his white clothes, and his linen clothes, and that he was only for one purpose, simply to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, take out the spoon and the frying pan. The fifth tefillah, the fifth dipping in the mikveh, was to perform in his golden clothes, the tomid shel ben harbaim, the afternoon tomid, and the ketores that was done ben harbaim, and the hatovas aneris, and the lighting of the menorah that was done as well. That's according to Rashi, the order that what was done for the five tevilas, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Musaf Karbonis mentioned in Pinchas were actually done with the Tomid Shel Ben Harbaim, not like Rabbi Eliezer.